Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News. This Wednesday kicks off the Two Row Media Festival, which will be taking place at various locations on Six Nations, and one being at Through the Red Door, which is located outside of Ashwigan on 4th Line. Here to tell us more about the event is January Rogers. How are you feeling today, as it's only days away until the Two Row Media Festival?
I'm feeling excited, a little, my bones and muscles are a little sore because we've been installing the last couple of days, getting ready for the Two Row Media Festival. And there's, as you can see, Dea, there's a huge circular screen that is being installed right now as we speak. And there's been some grunt work involved in that, like loading and unloading and things like this, all of the equipment required for this particular exhibition. But other than that, I'm excited.
For those who don't know what Two Row Media is, can you explain that? And also, what can we expect to see at this festival?
Right. So Two Row Media is actually, it comprises of myself, January Rogers, and I'm Mohawk Tuscarora from here on Six Nations, and Jackson Two Bears, who is also from Six Nations, and he's moving back home soon. So Jackson just took a position at Western University teaching studio arts, Jay?
Right.
Studio arts over at Western. And so we've been working collaboratively, creating media work and film work, audio work, and performance art for about the last 8 years. And this is the most recent iteration of our collaboration. This particular exhibition that's being installed, the large circular immersive installation, media installation, is called Big Silver House for the People. And it's a film, in essence, media film, digital film, that will be projected onto the circular screen, the surface of this circular screen. And so what we're inviting folks to do is to come and see film and media in a way that they likely have not seen it before. And that is, the format of it, but also the narrative within the content that we're going to be showing on the screen. And that is, we've been working on this, the content of the film for over about 3 years because it was interrupted by COVID, like everything else was in the world. But before, pre-COVID, we were inviting some of the really talented artists here on Six Nations to come into this space in particular at Red Door. And there was all a green screen set up all around the back wall here. And we were filming performers, traditional dancers. We were filming people who were doing the Thanksgiving address against the green screen, and dancers, and all kinds of different artists, performers, even DJ Shub, the DJ. We filmed him against the green screen. So everyone that we filmed is going to be, of course, in the film that we show, the content that we show against this circular screen. But what Jackson Two Bears has been able to do is bring all of that content into a program that allows the film to be screened in this circular format. So it really did, and to take the content that we screened against the green screen and really manipulate it within a digital program so that he can make all kinds of stuff happen. You know, turtles are rising up from the earth, and you know, individuals are falling down from the sky, right? Like, that's the creation story part of that we're drawing upon. So, but you are going to be able to see it in a really brand new way that I'm pretty sure no one has ever seen it done in this way before.
That's very interesting. And because, like, as Indigenous people, we have so many great stories that need to be told. And the way that we tell things, sometimes we end up using our hands, or we're very, like, connected to the stories that we tell. And then we need a visual behind it. And sometimes we can't put those into words. So this is a great experience to be able to put that into something visually you can see, and to be able to express those stories that mean so much to us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, depending on the information, experience, and teachings that any individual comes with into this environment, they will use those skills and experiences to interpret make their own interpretation of the film that we're presenting. So, which is perfectly fine. Like, we're not here to say, oh, this is the, there's only one narrative to this. Like, there could be several narratives, and we welcome that. Because, like, the visuals are going to evoke all kinds of things, like remembrances of different stories that we've been told, that will evoke new experiences with traditional images and that sort of thing. And that's great. That's what I think new media is meant to do.
Yeah, that's very true. As Indigenous people and as storytellers, we need to find new outlets and new ways to tell these stories and to share all that knowledge that we do have in, as Indigenous people. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other people participating in this festival, some of the acts who might be performing and showing their artwork as well?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So we are doing a soft launch, and that's by invitation only. And that's not just to be exclusive, but we just wanted to give an opportunity to those performers who were giving their time for us to film, to give them a chance to see the piece separately from the rest of the public. It's like an honoring thing. And we also are having, for that particular night, we are, of course, opening events with the Thanksgiving address, which will be great. Joe Martin is joining us for the first night, Wednesday, October 18th, for that. And then that evening, we are also hosting the Six Nations Women Singers. And they're going to be like placed within the media, the circular media piece itself, and singing some beautiful traditional songs, as they do, social songs. And then the grand launch, which is open to the public, is Thursday, October 19th. And, like, I mean, we're going to have the studio open at 4 p.m., but probably things will kick off around 6 p.m. And we'll go till 8 p.m. on both of those nights. The second night, we have another Thanksgiving address being offered, and then powwow drum group The Young Tribe is coming. And it'll be so cool to see a lot, you know, the live performers within the space of the media while it's playing. So that'll be a beautiful and really unique spectacle in and of itself. And then you can still, people can still view the piece here at Red Door on the Friday, the 20th of October from 4 till 8. And then we start doing some programming over at Chiefswood Park on that weekend. So the 21st and 22nd.
Now, this is such a great experience, and I want to thank you for bringing this to Six Nations. However, there are so many other communities out there, Indigenous communities like up north, or, you know, just even our neighbor communities who would love experiences like this. Where do you see the future in the media going with this?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. For now, like, this is the first time that we're doing this, so we're going to see how it goes. You know, as you can see, it's like a really, it's a laborious kind of event where it takes a lot of energy, effort, and time to put something like this together. And we have been thinking about, you know, where this piece can go to live in future times. There is, we just started talking about this idea of making an application to the Venice Biennale, which is in Venice, Italy. And they host beautiful, big-scale exhibitions like this. And so we're thinking, you know, we're thinking big with this. It's a big exhibition, and it needs a big house to live. But right after the festival, we are going to have like all this documentation that's going to be available on our website, and that's Two Row Media Studio website, where you'll be able to see the piece and how it kind of played out, and how the public is interacting with the piece itself too. So we'll have the documentation available for folks to see. And really, I think all we need is like an invitation to show it somewhere where it can be accommodated. Like I said, it needs a lot of space to live. And then we'll see how it goes with some travel funding and, you know, exhibition funding and things like this, because it does take time, effort, and money to put this together. So with that, I do want to say, you know, the making of this piece was generously supported by Canada Council for the Arts, which is national funding. And then the programming around that, which is we're making the festival with, is also national funding through Canada Council of the Arts. So nyawa goa to Canada Council for the Arts.
I'm Dale Miller. And for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM News.